Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix100.com. We are going to dive into PMI here in just a minute. We'll give you a positive, a minus, and something interesting to start your Monday morning. And speaking of Monday mornings, this story here in front of me is talking about how hard Mondays suck. We were just complaining a little bit off the air about that just because our weekend was so jam-packed. Yeah. It just flew by, and boom, here we are again. But it's funny because this goes into detail about how they're testing people's hair, and then they decide how much stress hormone is in there, and they were testing it on different days of the week, and of course, Mondays had the highest stress hormone, and blah, 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 blah. But it's funny because they went ahead and tested people that were already retired as well, and get this, even Mondays when you're retired suck.
Really?
What?
Yes, they say it's so ingrained in us that even when you're retired, you get stressed out when Mondays arrive. Like, you feel like you got to accomplish a bunch of stuff and get back into the work week, and it's hard to come down from that. And that makes me sad, because I want to retire.
I know. What is that?
I want a day, you know, every day is a weekend type situation, and I don't want to be stressed, you guys.
Yeah,
it's like that Sunday feeling, where you get around Sunday at like 3 or 4 p.m., and you're like, okay, here we go.
Sunday's scary.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, for us, I mean, I know by 4 o'clock on a Sunday, or shoot, 3 o'clock sometimes on a Sunday, I'm like, well, weekend's over.
Yeah.
Yep. Got to start getting ready for the show tomorrow and get in bed by 8 and blah, blah, blah.
But you would think that once you hang it up, once you're like, I'm done working, it's just time to enjoy life, that would be done. Like, our time, you know, Monday would be over with.
But yeah, it sounds like it's just so ingrained in us, and we're just now wired to hate Mondays.
You know, that's my new goal.
You have no control over it.
I'm going to make Mondays marvelous, and Tuesday's going to suck now.
Tuesdays,
it's going to change it. I'm going to put that on Tuesday.
They are.
Hey, I got a Fat America for you. Today is National Mac and Cheese Day. 86% of Americans say that it's not just for kids. It's also an adult food.
One of my favorite meals that I get has mac and cheese involved. It's from Noodles & Company. You get that buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is an adult meal.
Oh,
so good.
That's the great thing about mac and cheese, that it is a perfect vessel to top it with whatever you want. You could do a Philly cheesesteak mac and cheese, do a cheeseburger mac, chili
some
mac.
Hot dogs, yeah.
Hot dogs in your mac and cheese.
Oh, my God.
All of it.
Yes.
Oh, your soft noodles.
I'll tell you what's a game changer.
So cheesy.
You roll into the Chick-fil-A and you get that chicken sandwich, and then you get the small mac and cheese, and then you go home and take the top bun off that chicken sandwich, and you plop that mac and cheese right on top of that chicken.
Girl.
Put the bun back on top, and then you make sweet, sweet love to it.
Slap that bun back.
Remember that scene in American Pie, what he does to the pie?
Oh,
yes.
No.
That's what I do to the chicken sandwich with the mac and cheese.
And you put some barbecue sauce on top, like drizzle.
Oh, drizzle for shizzle.
Drizzle.
And then drizzle.
And then your wife walks in on you. Heavy drizzle.
What are you doing?
What's all over your face? It's just cheese,
I
promise.
In that scene, it's not his face, Katie.
I'm like, my pleasure, baby.
Oh.
My pleasure.
You're defiling a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
My pleasure.
Made that dirty.
Is that just me or is that everybody?
That's just you, I think, actually.
That's that? Okay. Well,
with
that's
that
just
fantasy.
My bad. Well, that's your Fat America.
Oh, no.
Get your mac and cheese on today. All right, guys, we're going to hop into PMI. We've been sifting through all the stories this morning. We found a positive, a minus, and something just a little bit interesting to start this nasty old Monday for you. Who got to pee today?
I got the pee.
Katie got the pee.
This is pretty exciting because today at 9 a.m., get ready for all of the sopapillas because you can start booking your reservations for Casa Bonita for the rest of the year in the holiday season.
Oh. Are they still on a reservation system over there?
Yeah,
what has this been, like 6 years?
No, I thought they were going to lift all of that. And I was waiting for that to happen to go. I have not went yet. They did send me a Founders member card with my name on it.
What does that mean?
In the mail. I have no idea. It has my name on it. And apparently I can get like 10% off in the merch store or like the shop.
Not even the food?
Whatever. Not. Yeah, the food, I don't think it has anything to do with the food.
The merch is the like merch. $90 for a hoodie.
Yeah,
so
now it's only $80 off, for my hoodie. But yeah, and then I found out because I got an email about this yesterday, and they're like, yeah, reservations, blah, blah, and don't forget, for that extra 10% off, just use the special code at checkout. And I'm like, what's my card for? Like, why do I have this card if you're telling me to use a special code? But yeah, if you are like me and you haven't been to Casa Bonita yet, you can start making your reservations. 9 a.m. today is when they open those up if you want to get in on it. I don't think I want it.
So then how are you a founder's card carrier?
I know. It's like I reserved before you and I've been there.
Yeah.
And why didn't I get a founder's card?
I just wonder if, have you went, Josh? Have you went?
Yeah, I've even been to the new one.
I wonder if they're like, this is what you get. Since we didn't ask you to come, you can have this special card.
Well, they didn't ask me to go. I went voluntarily.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
you didn't
yes.
You have to get reservations.
Yeah, I got but they didn't ask for the reservation. I went and got a reservation and went because I wanted to go see the new place.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a card.
You had to sign up for that. Like, they had to email you, right?
Well, yeah, but they're not searching randos out to give cards to.
I thought they were. I thought that they're like, well, since you couldn't go, here's your card that you can feel special, and it does absolutely nothing. I don't know. Maybe if there's somebody out there who knows what the card does, please tell me.
Have you been there in the past?
Yes.
It's the same, just cleaner.
Yeah, and the food is elevated, from what I understand. It's a little better food.
Let's not be crazy.
Well, no, their chef, they actually went to high school with the chef who's there.
Let's not go too overboard on this.
You have had the food. I haven't, so I guess I'm not... I'm only going by what I've
What did you
heard.
Get when you were there, Josh?
It's like country buffet. They had the lasagna style thing.
Like
the, or no. It was like the taco bar thing. It was like a taco bar. Like the plates of tacos. The tacos that you stack.
Tostadas.
The ones that I get wrong. I said it wrong last time, so I got really scared to say it again. Because I called it something wrong when I talked about it last time. Okay. You guys made fun of me.
Tostadas.
Yeah, the tacos that are stacked on each other. It was good.
Okay.
It was fine.
It was better than
it was better than the last time that I went, which was the old ownership.
Were banging. I liked the sopapillas.
When I went
That's all you go for anyway.
I went when Zoe was a little kid, and we got her chicken strip basket, right? And it was like $20 for chicken. And I just remember being like, because she only ate one, and I was like, well, I need a to-go box for my chicken tenders. They're like, oh, we don't have to-go boxes. And I'm like, well, I put them in my purse.
You put them in your purse?
Those were $20 chicken tenders. You dang straight, I put them in my purse.
The lady was like, we've never had anybody ask for tacos.
Wrapping them in a million. I was like, I'm going to put a sopapilla in there, too. Might as well. You know?
Like, you poor sticky person.
I know.
Katie.
Oh, gosh. Thank goodness.
Well, at least you
found
the cleanest place possible to stash those.
Oh, totally. Because
purses aren't dirty at all.
Not at all. Yeah.
They were wrapped.
You would have been better shoving that in your butt crack, I think, than your purse.
Oh,
I've read the stories on how much bacteria is on purses.
Oh, my purse is not in the clean category either.
Should have put it in your butt crack.
There's all kinds of floating candy in there.
Yeah,
like, I bet. I call it purse candy. Here, you want a mint? It's all unwrapped and all kinds of flecks and stuff on it.
Little sticky mints. Yeah. Little sticky mints over here. All right, well, that's good news.
There
you go. Been dying 9
a.m. today.
Get over to the big Casa Bonita. All right, I have the minus today, although I don't know how much of a minus this is because I feel like all of us as young children would want to do this. I know I did, but it's this boy in Mason, Ohio. He found himself trapped inside of a claw machine, according to a police report, on July 7th around 1 p.m. Authorities were called to the Mason Community Center after the child had entered the prize dispensing machine through the chute. I love these stories. I've seen videos on this on Amazon where the kids crawl up the chute and they're sitting in there. Amongst the stuffed animals and the claws. surveillance footage revealed that the boy was wandering around the machine, giving it a once over, and then, he decided to climb inside, and then he became stuck. some passerbys noticed the child's predicament and called the police department and the fire department. They pushed the machine into a nearby, like this says store. I don't know why there was a store in the rec center, but like more of a private area because they said there was privacy issues regarding the situation.
Was he naked?
I
know.
Happening?
I was like, what does this even mean? Maybe because he was a minor.
Took
maybe?
Off his clothes.
I know. He's like, YOLO.
Yeah, I want to do this as an adult. I want to sit in the claw machine naked.
Oh, gosh.
And have people try to grab me with the claw. Anyway, they rescued him. He is unharmed. He ended up hopping out and running down the hall and ended up in another machine.
Oh, no. Number two.
Timmy, no. So that's the minus, although I feel like it's kind of a positive.
That's everybody's dream.
That's every kid's dream,
you
right?
You want to be in there.
I want to be in a claw machine.
Now we know once you get in there, it's not a lot of fun.
It's a hard time to get out.
There was one I saw yesterday, Jer, where you could probably fit. It was a like a giant claw machine that had one prize, and it was... It's like a heavy prize.
Oh, yeah,
and if
yeah.
Your
it's on the screen?
It, yes. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Or a string, I mean.
Or a string, yeah. String. If your claw thing can get it, you get the prize. But the door to get the prize was huge.
It's like a full door. Like, you open it up and get in it.
You could probably fit in there.
I want to know how that one works, because it seems simple to me. But it is like a giant stuffed animal on this little tiny string.
It's like cut the string.
And the key is to cut the string. And now I've never done it. I bet you there's a video on that.
The scissors are probably super dull or
something. Yeah, that's probably what it is. Not real strong or something.
No. Well, it's like the key to the old school ones is you have to make, because it swings so much. That's how they...
Well, and it's a weak claw,
exactly,
too.
It's a weak claw, and they swing a lot. And that is on purpose in hopes of dropping whatever prize that you got. So you have to keep that into consideration. There's always tips and tricks.
You look for the one that's just like sitting on top. Yeah. I will say we banked back in, God, it was, I don't know when it was, 90s or something. My parents took us to Las Vegas because that's where every kid wants to go, right? But we stayed at the Circus and down in the bowels of it is all the arcades and the claw machines and stuff. And we hit this claw machine. And we walked out of the Circus with probably 40 little stuffed animals.
Seriously? Hey.
And we had to shove them into the back of the old Ford Taurus and drive them home.
Your stuffed animal collection?
They literally had to get us like a trash bag, like a gigantic, bigger than a black trash bag.
Wow.
And we filled them with all the stuffed animals that we won at Circus. And we had to try to get those back home. In the old Ford Taurus, there were stuffed animals everywhere in that car.
I will never forget one of the bigger times I got in trouble as a child. I was at CC's Pizza, if you guys remember that place.
Yeah, sure.
And they had an arcade system there, and I took a 20 out of my mom's wallet without her knowing. And I spent $20 on a claw machine, and I actually got like 5 or 6 or like 7 little prizes from it. So I was really proud of myself, and I come back with my arms full of my prizes, and my mom's like, "How did you get those?"
Oh,
and I was like, "Well,
I spent
some of your cash in the claw machine."
But look,
she found
what
out.
I won.
Yeah, I was so excited, and she found out that I spent $20 on a claw machine, and she was like, "You can't do that. That's not good." And I was like, "But I got so many prizes."
Did she let you keep them?
Oh yeah, she let me keep them. But
what are you
she was
do?
Not
give
happy.
Them back.
I know. I was like,
right?
"You can't give them back."
Wasn't the last time he stole money out of his mom's purse. I know that.
No,
the next time it was in college for
and
drugs.
Bought fluffy
for
friends.
Drugs.
For drugs. Jeez.
Oh, wow.
Jer, she doesn't know about that one.
That escalated.
Good
the
Lord.
Claw machine is a gateway, Josh.
It's a gateway.
Next thing you know, Josh was stealing money for cocaine.
Oh, no.
All right, what's the interesting there, crackhead?
I saw this story over the weekend. We're going to go through this really quick. And I thought this was really cool. So humans are incredibly sensitive to a smell called petrichor. Now, you both know what petrichor is. It is the earthy scent when we're about to get a rainstorm or when rain is currently.
Yeah, you go outside, you're like, it smells like a storm's coming in.
And it smells so good. And you'd think that animals like sharks or other predatory animals have better smell than humans. Well, that is false. Humans are 200,000 more times sensitive to this smell than sharks are to blood in the water. So sharks can smell blood in the water 10 miles away in the water. Humans can smell rain coming from thousands of miles away, depending on how big the storm is. But this is really cool.
I don't believe this.
No, this is 100% true. The reason that they... we are so attuned to this smell is because throughout history...
I know why. Well, before you say it.
Okay.
Because rain makes corn.
corn makes whiskey.
Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky.
That's right.
Well, you know, that's why.
Storm a coming. I'm going to get me some.
That is one of the quotes. Yes, that's one of the reasons,
is that,
Jeremy.
That's why.
The other reason is that it is vital to our survival as the human race.
All right.
We need water. So there's two reasons.
Because it makes corn.
Yeah, and we love water.
And we love water.
Water.
We
yes.
actually
we love
need water.
Water.
We love water.
Water's so good. Isn't
that high quality H2O?
So the next time you think that we're not as attuned to something as sharks are, no, we're better than sharks.
Suck it, sharks.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Right?
And they can't walk on land either.
Stupid fins.
We have feet, huh?
Stupid fins.
And they can't drink whiskey.
Nope, they can't. Or have the corn.
Idiots.